Hello, this is Cameron Holloman, CEO of Let Me Suit You Bespoke Clothing. Happy Friday, people! I hope you guys are enjoying your Friday. I know it is kind of Debbie Downer with them trying to shut down the city and can't eat and blah, blah, blah. But we alive, we healthy, we safe. We got to do what they say do so we can just kind of move on from this. So guys, please just don't get stressed out about it. Find ways to just get more creative, build businesses, help others who may be really, really struggling. You guys, I wanted to talk about in this episode the dangers of isolation. And, you know, with this quarantine that's about to happen and, you know, just this, what's been going on this year in general. Isolation has been a big part of it. And it's really, really hurting some people. So I just want to kind of share my view on, you know, like I say, the dangers of just being by yourself. As usual, try to keep it as short as possible. I try to do under 7 minutes. So let's hop to it. I can tell you right after these messages. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for listening to those messages. And thank you so much to those who have been donating to the Tall Company. We literally are in these streets. We're risking our lives and our health to help others. I want people to know that. So we really need the donations and the time and the items because no one else is doing this right now. So please, if you want to go out and help others, that's great too. Please go out and feed people and make sure people are okay. This is not the time to be isolated. Which brings me into my subject for today. The dangers of isolation. I don't know if everyone noticed, but it seems like isolation is one of the main topics of 2020 right now. Quarantine, curfews, can't go here, restrictions. It can be very, very frustrating. I hear you guys complaining. I can go anywhere in the world right now and a mask or COVID-19 or sanitizer. These things are just like branded in our minds right now. So I want to kind of give you guys some helpful hints to kind of just get out of this isolation mode. Number one, being isolated, as much as we try to act like we're so independent, we could do us and we don't need nobody. That's the most dangerous thing in the world. Think about the animal world. How often would an animal want to just go prance in the middle of the jungle, desert, or wherever this ecosystem is by himself? Even lions and major prey animals are in a pack. No one can be by themselves. Because when you're by yourselves, what happens in the animal? You get eaten. And I see so many of us being eaten alive right now, whether it be from our loneliness or our stress or our anxiety or just loved ones and family drama. Like, I see the issues that's happening from this isolation right now, and we got to break it, guys, because it's about to be the winter time. And we already know in the wintertime in Chicago, we isolated anyway, even more so. We always are more upset because we don't like the cold. So this is the time that we need to reset our brains. We got to refresh. So the first thing we need to do is understand what we're dealing with. When you come from a point of knowledge, it makes things so much easier. We're dealing with a pandemic, guys. Is what it is, whether it be real, whether it be fake, whether it's created by God or created by man, it does not matter. It's here. We have to do certain things to be precautious. So instead of us complaining, we just need to go ahead and take the precautions. That will help you a lot more in life than complaining about it every day and saying, I wish it would change. I wish we could go back to normal. This is normal for right now. Accept that. Get over it. It will help you so much in life. Even when you hear people start complaining, the number one thing I can say that will shut you down, you're healthy, right? You're alive, right? We're speaking to each other. Could be way worse. Could be in the hospital. Could be on a deathbed. Could be in a land where they don't allow us to come out our houses, because I'm a manufacturer over the world. And I'll tell you, some of my tailors tell me some stories that, boy, we are so privileged. So, work from a point of knowledge, guys. We're dealing with a pandemic. Get over it. Just stop. Stop crying about it. Stop complaining about it. Politics, president, whatever. Who cares? Because at the end of the day, your job is your job. Your life is your life. That president and what he's going to do ain't going to affect you one bit. Because guess what? You're still going to have to figure it out. Life is going to be all about figuring it out. So just get over that. Another thing that we need to do is we need to get out and see each other, talk to each other, check on each other, love each other, feed each other. Because right now there's a lot of people that don't have jobs. There's a lot of people that don't have food. And some of us, most of us, are very, very prideful. We do not want to say that we have no food in our refrigerator. We do not want to say that we do not have any money to get gas to go get groceries or money to buy groceries. A lot of us don't even know. You don't even know if people have jobs still. Some of us will still be in a routine. You think they're going to work. They are literally going outside just pretending that they're going to work because they got to figure it out. And they just do not want people to know that they're not working. So go out and check on people, man. It helps. I'm going to tell you, this tall company thing is the best feeling in the world when we get done feeding people and just encouraging people. It is, like I say, it's a high that nothing can compare to, because that's what we were supposed to do. Whenever we're doing something we're supposed to do, the feeling of the reward is like tenfold. So get out, love each other, do something. Please just check on each other. And last, get physically active, guys. Stop sitting on that couch, watching that TV, binge watching all them shows. You sat on that couch for 8 hours the other day. I know. Get up and do something. Go outside, jog. Go in the house, get a exercise routine going. This is the time for you to get your summer body that you was trying to get so long, those abs that you wanted for so long. This is the time you can actually do it. When we get out of this pandemic, I should see nothing but models and 8 and 6 packs. And calves that are just toned and legs is ready to go. We should have the endurance of little kids after this, because we got the time now. Take this time to use it to your advantage. We don't get this very often. How often do we get something that we all can say it's affecting us? We have a common ground. I don't care what color you are. I don't care how much money you make. I don't care where you live. We all dealing with this. So guys, get out of that isolation mode. It's a dangerous thing. Isolation mode means that you can't do anything but one thing, and that's just sit there. We don't need that right now. It's time for us to take action. So please, guys, get out your ruts. Go forgive, love, forget. That's what God does for us every day, and we don't deserve it. We don't. So guys, I love all of y'all. Thank you so much for the support that you guys are giving me. I truly appreciate it. And we're about to take off, guys. I can't even tell you what's to come. I'll just show you. This is Cameron Holloman, CEO of Let Me Suit You Bespoke Clothing. I hope you guys have an amazing weekend. And thank you so much for listening. Goodbye.